KTWHLP 99.5 FM and Two Harbors, Minnesota. We got the Bee Farm live tonight. Here we go to Carl and Leslie.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, and thanks for tuning into the Beet Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM Two Harbors. If you find yourself away from this area, you can still hear us by streaming the show at ktwh.org. The Beet Farm Show consists of vintage in-studio performances of a variety of musicians and genre every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beet Farms are also rebroadcast the following Sunday at 3 p.m. Again, thanks for listening. This is a special Beet Farm Day, what we might call a doubleheader. We're really excited to welcome back our first guest live in the studio, Aurora Bear, who had been here with me and Carl way back in October 2019. Might have even been 2018, I'm not sure. A few minutes after six, immediately following Aurora, we'll be joined for an additional live show with Will Dury, a 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Hibbing, Minnesota. I recently read this about Aurora. Duluth-based songwriter Aurora Bear can perform straight, traditional, folk, blues, or turn up the Telecaster and kick out the jams. She released a deeply personal indie rock EP last year called Out of My Mind. Welcome, Aurora. We are so glad to have you. And can you just start us off with a song?
Sure, I can.
Great.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is off that EP.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Very, very nice. Can you tell me again what the name of that song is?
Yep, that song's called In My Dreams.
In My Dreams, okay. And that was, you said, right off of Out of My Mind, your new CD.
Yep.
Right.
Recent EP.
Right, all right.
I think I released it right around January or February, I think it came out. January or February, I think that came out. Yeah, that's on Spotify and everywhere else.
Okay, yeah. Those, you know, maybe. All right. So we are looking to hear a little bit about yourself today. Mm-hmm. So can you just tell us, you know, some general things, where you're from and such?
Yeah, I grew up in a small town called Aiken, as you probably know, and I've circled back around and I'm living there now. I'm a contractor by trade. Most of the time I paint houses and things.
Uh-huh. Outside
and inside.
Good.
That's how I pay most of my bills. But there certainly was a time in my 20s when I paid most of my bills by playing music.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. probably when a lot of people got really familiar with you. Mm-hmm. And now you're back again, you know, not for that long even.
Yep.
Playing out.
I had a break. Basically, you know, I have a 4-year-old son now, and I basically had a break during that time, as a lot of people take a break during that time.
But yeah.
Now I've been chose to start playing out again a little more, and it's been great. It's been very fun.
Yay. All right. So I was going to ask you a little bit about your son, and he's 4.
Yeah.
So he's probably starting school next year, next mm-hmm. fall, not this mm-hmm. this time. Very neat. I have no idea how a musician would balance all that all. So hats off to you. Yeah. How about another song?
Sure.
Good.
And this one, I'm gonna chill out a little bit. This is called No One's Celebrating. It's sort of a sad tune, but you know.
Okay.
It's about, I'm just gonna preface it by saying it's about kind of watching a person struggle with addiction and you know, life struggles. It's kind of from the outside looking in. No one's celebrating, you know, how hard things are for you, or celebrating the fact that you're not doing well, you know. It's hard to watch, but it does happen. What a spectacular descent. You never give or get respect. You say your mother won't have it. Now your kids are abandoned and you're on the streets again. No one celebrating. You're imminent demise. The life can be degrading. The drugs and the denial. Can't say that I'm surprised. Just the way you live your life. A reckless abandon, a lack of a plan, and the fatal device. No one celebrating. Your imminent demise. Life can be degraded. The drugs and the denial.
Wow. Very, very nice one. I am guessing that everything we're going to hear today is has been composed by you. Is that right?
Yeah, probably. I didn't prepare any cover songs.
Yeah, good, good. We like originals. Yeah. At any point, were there others helping you compose or lyrics and the music by you?
No, actually, most of the people I work with is less collaborative in that manner.
Uh-huh.
As of now, you know, I just haven't found that specific person. I've opened that door a couple times. I've done a little writing with other people here and there, and I've certainly allow people to take their artistic liberties in the studio for the most part, let people compose their own parts. As far as the people that are playing with me, I don't compose.
Oh, yeah, you don't dictate, do this, do that. Yeah, yep. They make so their, and that's cool.
So the people I'm working with have artistic leeway in that sense. I'm always open to hearing what they think about it. We just worked in the studio on Sunday, and everyone had a little bit of an opinion about how it should go, and it morphed, the song morphed, and then the take we ended up taking home was a lot different than what we brought in. But
sure.
But that's great because, you know, you work it out and...
That's neat. You're talking about the studio. Do you work out of a studio in Aiken, or
it's a home studio in St. Paul. It's my friend's friend.
Okay, cool. That's way cool.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So I got to hear another song.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've got a few more.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with a different tone just to keep it fresh. So you'll definitely hear a lot of low, there's definitely a little bit of Sparhawk influence now that I can't help but have.
Okay.
You know?
Yep, sure.
He was in the studio because he produced and played on the EP, and I snuck a picture of his pedal board, but then later he started talking about it anyway, so I was like, oh, so now I don't have to feel bad about sneaking a picture of your pedals because you told us anyway. So
yeah, okay.
But this is a I believe a pedal he uses. It's a Boss synth, which is a fun little...
It's a what is it called again?
I believe it's a Boss synthesizer.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's called a SY1. I don't know. Probably get made fun of for saying it wrong. Who knows? Anyway, a synthesizer pedal. It's fun. Loving torture, I was clinging to your lips. Memories of a scorcher, you have me by my head. Leave me for a stupid girl. Nice enough, I know. I hope she makes you realize you could have had it all. Recklessly loving torture, I was clinging to your lips. Memories of torture, you had me by my head. I gave my time like a fool, going blind, living the lie. Breaking my mind is a crime, how do you justify? Thank you.
recklessly loving torture. I was clinging to your lips. Memories of a scorcher. You had me by my hips. La, 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 la.
Wow. Thank you for that one. What was that called?
By My Hips.
By My Hips, yeah. Very, very nice.
Really hard-hitting hooks there with the random... this weird song name.
Okay. What is that? I mean, you know, I'm not a guitar player, and I don't claim to know what all the effects are. Was that called a special kind of effect? It was really neat with that song.
Yeah, so this synth pedal has just a ton of different options on it. It's basically a synthesizer, help me out after I explain it. A synthesizer basically transmits a signal into a different type of signal. I don't know how to better put it, like... It takes a certain input, and this is mimicking a synthesizer, like a keyboard synth.
Right.
It's taking the input from the guitar and just, like, processing it into
a different...
Early digital.
Carl says early digital. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Basically, so it has, like, a bass. It has a bunch of different wild stuff on it.
Uh-huh.
I barely scratched the surface of it.
Yeah, I thought that was a really neat effect for that particular song, though.
Thanks.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're here live in the studio with Aurora Bear today, and that was her own song. All of these, I believe, are going to be her originals, and that was called By My Hips. Can you tell us how you got started in music? I'm always really curious about that. Did somebody in school, did you play in band, did somebody hand you a guitar? How did that go?
Well, I got my first guitar when I was probably like 13 or 14, and then before that, school, I was only in choir, I wasn't in band, and church singing. I went to church long, long ago when I was young.
Uh-huh.
And we would do harmonies and things, and I guess that's probably my first introduction to reading music and singing harmonies. And
cool. Yeah, that's a great place to live. I'm telling you, the church music is so rich, and the harmonies are so deep and fantastic. It's a great place to start, really. So who gave you your guitar?
just a family member.
Yeah.
A family member, yeah.
Yeah.
So then when I got started in playing live, first I just had two amps. I just had a little amp for my voice and a little amp for my guitar, and I played a couple gigs like that. And then my dad bought me my first PA.
Oh.
Bless his heart.
Good.
Bless his heart. He set me up with a little rack mixer and two PV speakers, and I used those for like 10 years. They sounded great.
It's yeah,
just a little,
sure.
A little rack mixer and some little 12s or 10s or whatever it had in
uh-huh.
there.
Yeah. Is he a musician?
He plays harmonica, yep.
Oh, neat. Anybody else in your family? I'm just curious.
Musical, my aunt actually has some recordings. Interestingly enough, my aunt Sheila Vaughn released like a couple kids records.
Oh, neat!
Yeah.
I have a friend who released those. Robbie Meyerson. She did a couple of kids CDs, and they go over great. And Baughn, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, Sheila. All right, how about some more music?
Sure. Do all the things in E first. Got a little voice in my head that goes thump, 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 says I wish I was dead. I diplomatically inquire, you realize that we will both expire.
stuff will make an honest man a liar. Careful, baby, when you play with fire. I'm calling on you. You're gonna have to tell her no, 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 but he's crazy and he can't be satisfied.
Yeah, and that one was called
Thump, Thump, Thump.
Thump, 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 yeah. I think that's on your CD, too. Maybe all of these are so far.
Not By My Hips, that's one of the newer ones. Yeah,
okay.
This is a mix of the EP plus the ones we're recording now.
Nice. Can I ask you, because I'm really curious, we don't often have people in the studio who use vibrato, honestly. And I'm just curious, did you have vocal lessons other than the choir experience?
I mean, I had theory lessons.
Theory?
I had some theory lessons on piano.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, they don't really use vibrato in piano.
No.
I think I have a really natural vibrato, so actually I had to learn not to use it. I had to learn how to take it out because I had so much vibrato. My friend asked me once, he said, yeah, but do you ever sing without it? Well, and then I started to understand you got to have the lack of so that you can bring it in certain parts, you know,
right,
and especially
yeah.
in studio recording. Sometimes I get into a little trouble because a vibrato can cause a volume variation where things are kind of having pops and like, you know,
mm-hmm.
does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess the struggle has been the opposite for me, not to add it in, but to be able to control it and take it out when I want.
Right. And so
I have a lot of natural vibrato. You're not wrong.
Yeah, it really is pretty. I love it. The thing about vibrato I have read is, you know, everybody has it. Mm-hmm. And we unconsciously control it. And so you do have, you know, you can control it and bring it in. And I'm doing this wave thing with my hand right now. Sometimes it's small waves and sometimes really big waves, but you have really nice control of it. And I'm loving that.
Thanks.
Very, very nice. Yeah.
I tend to spend a lot of time listening to music and trying to mimic what I hear. That's how I learn vocals, since you ask about training and like how I got, you know, how
yeah.
I learned to sing. Like some general things about breathing, right? I mean, the chest breath versus head breath and things like that.
Right,
but also
diaphragm
just,
and all that
yeah,
or whatever.
Supporting the voice, having enough oxygen, which isn't always, you know, for me, I got to make sure I've got a lung full of air
because
uh-huh. that's what you need behind it. But also just listening to music and just trying to mimic it really closely. And I did that with, like, Melodie Gardot was one of the first styles. She's, like, a French-American artist. I believe she's born in France.
Uh-huh.
She sings, vocal jazz, kind of. Yeah, I would say she writes jazz-ish music.
Kind of cafe, kind of like cafe music.
Very
or,
smooth.
Yeah,
kind of like, yep. But a very smooth vocal, so I basically mimicked her, and I did mimic Amy Winehouse, you know, like to sing along with Amy Winehouse and listen to how she did it. And
Amy is from where?
Britain, I would guess.
I think
she's from the UK.
Okay, yeah. I'm picturing her right now.
Is she from England? I think so. I would imagine.
Uh-huh.
Because the way she,
Yeah, she had... Oh, you could do that!
I can't quite do it. Anyone who knows an accent is scoffing right now.
I can't do it, but anyway, you were closer
you
than
heard
I.
It for a second there.
Closer than I. Yeah, so now we just touched on something I was going to ask you, who have been your kind of models, and so that was way cool to hear about that.
And then on the folk side, I used to listen to a lot more folk music, whereas I would say I listen to less folk music now, but I mean, I was heavy into the Gillian Welch and Brandi Carlile. And,
sure.
I don't know who else, Alison Krauss.
Uh-huh.
Some of the folk albums that came out, and... Chris Stapleton and stuff like that. So, I mean, I have a little bit of flavor on that Americana kind of folk side, too. But less now, more pop, more rock now.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop
and
rock.
So that's kind of cool because then you sort of have two different careers, really. And you know, that's a way cool thing. And how versatile are you? I mean, you know, that speaks to some versatility that you have that a lot of performers don't. Okay, so here's my next question. Have you played with other musicians in the past? You know, I'm just trying to think that some people might already know you.
Oh, well, I had studio musicians on both of these EPs that I've made were basically just a conglomeration of professionals who I knew, not necessarily a band.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a band. It wasn't a live band. Neither of the bands that did the studio stuff ever played out live in that setting. Both instances were just layering parts in.
Doing
the drums and then going from there. Except for T. Bruce Bowers was my fiddle player for quite a few years, and he produced the EP, so he would play on the road with me. He was my right hand man for a while.
Oh, nice.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. R.I.P. Bruce.
Sure. Who knows?
And then I had a live band called The Good Intentions back, 10 years ago. And now I play with Kat Hansberry and John Haukos, my friends in Minneapolis. And I would say we kind of have an opening for the right guitar player, just kind of like quietly looking for,
In the Minneapolis area?
A lead player?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, probably
yeah.
Minneapolis just for convenience, I suppose, would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't spend a lot of time down there, so we're going to get the rhythm tracks all scratched out first, and then we'll worry about some big shot guitar player.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Hope I find some big shot guitar player to come in there and do
all
the
right,
right,
so we want a big shot guitar player.
Do the right thing. Yeah, without the big shot ego, though, you know?
Yeah. Hooking up with Aurora Bears music, so maybe we're putting it out there in the cloud or whatever. How about some more music, though?
Sure. I have no clue. Let me pick.
So she's thinking what to play. And we are live in the studio, you know. Everybody who's listening, this is Aurora Bayer from Aiken, and she's live with us. And I just want you to know we usually just go till 6 o'clock, but about 6:05 we're gonna have another guest, and I'll talk about that in a minute,
mm-hmm.
or two.
This volume's still good. This song is this is an anti-military industrial complex song. So yeah, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it for you.
Yeah.
Unaware citizen.
What was the name of that one?
That song's called Death Drum.
Death Drum, that's right.
We just recorded that last Sunday. We just laid down the rhythm track for that.
Wow. That brand new song then.
Yeah, pretty new, yeah.
So maybe our radio listeners are the first ones over the radio to hear
over
it.
Over the radio, probably. Yeah.
Okay, everybody, you're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, broadcasting a live Beat Farm show with us, Leslie and Carl. We're here from 5 to 6 p.m. on the third Friday of the month. On the other Fridays, you can hear archived shows. All Beat Farms are rebroadcast on Sundays at 3 p.m. And I know that Will's will be rebroadcast, so Aurora Bear will get to hear this session again this Sunday at 3 o'clock. And Will's session will be rebroadcast. We have that planned, I believe, for Sunday at 3 o'clock on the 24th of July. So there will be two separate rebroadcasts, of course. Listeners might want to hear more of your music besides here and live. Do you have any gigs coming up?
Yeah, I do. August 20th in Aiken, the band is playing a festival called Ripple Sippy, which is a new festival. Downtown Aiken.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, we haven't talked about the beautiful downtown Aiken. Good segue right there.
Okay, wait. So exactly where is that? At a park in Aiken? Or
it's actually on the street. It'll shut down the block north of the stoplight.
Okay, and the
Aiken,
time?
Minnesota. Yeah, August 20th and 21st. Ripple Sippy.
Ripple Sippy. And then we can find out exactly what time and maybe.
We play at 2 o'clock on
the
20th.
All right.
Yep, early. And the band's coming up for that. And then I play Colleen Myrie's golf course.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can't look at the Mattawa. Day. I believe it's Labor Day weekend, I want to say.
Oh, that's in
Mattawa?
Mattawa,
yeah.
Yep. We've been there. We like that venue. Very, very nice.
So that one. And then Squash Fest, September 16th at
in Superior.
In the Ross County of Douglas.
Yeah. Where we live, by the way.
In Douglas County?
We live in Superior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all Douglas County?
That's all Douglas County.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, any other gigs?
That's basically it for the big ones. I just played Sacred Heart on Tuesday night, though, and that was fun. Yep.
Oh,
that was a big one.
Again, this past Tuesday?
With all my original stuff, yep.
Oh.
So I did the Ukrainian benefit, one of those, and the Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
But this one was all my stuff.
Oh, nice.
I just did a radio interview, or it was a live stream interview with Crystal, my friend Crystal.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I thought I read somewhere that you might have said you were most the gig you were most proud of.
That's the one that's what just happened on Tuesday. That was fun.
Yeah, very, very neat.
I mean, who doesn't like to play Sacred Heart and play all your original stuff there? It's great, obviously.
Right. So that, and I do remember the Heart to Heart concert you played, that Solidarity for Ukraine, and the Bonnie Raitt gig, and those were both very, very cool. You know, we were talking about, in a way, Sacred Heart. It's great to go there, and sometimes there are some acoustic drawbacks that we notice, but we're just lucky to have Sacred Heart. We're just very, very lucky to have that as a venue.
Yeah, the difficulty is obviously that you get a lot of reverberation,
right,
and drums can be a little overwhelming, and when you get a lot of instruments going in there, there can be some challenges with the how many times it's bouncing off the different surfaces.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying, playing it solo was, that's perfect.
Right.
Just.
Yeah, I can imagine, of course.
I've played some fun gigs there with full bands, though, where it's,
But
I've never been in the audience at the same time, so I don't know how they sound.
We did
Whole Lot of Love for Duluth Does Zeppelin, and that was pretty fun. We did Lesser Planets, backed me up with Lisa Locken. It was a good time.
All right.
Good times. Now they're doing Willie Nelson and Pink Floyd. I hope I'm not the one announcing that. Maybe letting the cat out of the bag.
I don't know, but anyway, it doesn't really matter. We're It's all good on the radio, right?
Yeah, I guess. Cat's out of the bag.
Yep. All right, so another song.
Okay, here. Well, what if I do a cover? Because we actually have plenty of time. Let me try this. This is one, like, for my live gigs.
All right.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door in daylight. Well, sometimes it seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something on me. Well, I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try to match your seat. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, I roller skate, don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I've done all right for a girl. Well, I've got a brand new pair of roller skates, you got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try to match your seat. I've been looking around a while. You've got something for me. Well, I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I asked your mother if you were at home. She said yes, but you're not alone. Well, sometimes I think that you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try to match your seat. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Yeah, I hear people in the other room clapping for that one,
can
too.
Almost play country music. Like that. I got her.
Who wrote that? Who made that one popular?
Melanie,
right.
Brand new key. I don't want to say her one hit wonder, but it was basically a one hit wonder, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was as happy as it's going to get today for cheerfulness.
Yeah. Do we, and Carl. Do we need this, you know?
I'm trying to control it as much as I can.
Oh, okay. I just meant, I'm just looking at some meters on this big board here and thinking once in a while it might not be loud enough, but you got this. You got this. Okay.
That was a total, and also though I was singing much harder earlier, so it's hard to, you know, I was being much louder. I'll be loud again.
Okay.
I will.
Good.
I will. Let me turn back up. I'll get loud.
All right.
Ask me some more questions.
Okay.
Can we talk about the current state of affairs? No, we don't need to do that.
So,
okay, briefly though, just nope. Just a big nope on some of that. Just nope.
Yep.
Okay. Now we're done.
No, just a big note. So can folks learn more about you on social media?
Oh, you can learn a lot about me on social media.
Okay.
I am an open book. I'm the classic millennial. You come on my life with me. Here's my avocado toast from this morning.
Are you on Facebook? People might want to, you know, go on, learn more about you online or follow what gigs you have. So how do they get there? How do they get that?
Well, Facebook is a decent way, and you can personally friend my personal account. I don't keep up with the old side account, just my personal account. And then I do need to update my website, but I do have aurorabear.com, A-U-R-O-R-A, like the Northern Lights. Bear is B-A-E-R.
Right.
That's how my German family had to spell it when they didn't have umlauts on a typewriter anymore.
Oh,
when
wow.
When they came here, it became B-A-E-R, one of the various spellings. You know,
uh-huh.
Bar, or however you say it in German, it's a little different.
Yeah. Right. So, her personal Facebook page, yeah, that would be the best way to follow you, and I like that. I need another song.
Okay. Something more serious.
Or not.
No, this
whichever.
One is.
Whichever. Okay.
This one is.
Okay.
It's loud. I'm going to have to do it for you. I got to rock and roll. It's in me. I have to.
All right. Go for
it. I'm not going to apologize.
Stuff I'm hearing is infuriating. Sounds like this man's got trouble with consent. The allegations are dark and damning, but everybody's in love with this band. It's not a good look or a good place to be. In the current social climate, especially. Say space. His lack of control is legendary. Rumors are rampant. I put set up this in January. We've got friends who are pontificating. Why are you still here?
Yeah, and we're live in the studio with Aurora Bear from Aiken, actually, and I always like to talk a little bit about that, just tell people what instrument you're playing, and it looks like probably a vintage Telecaster. It's blue, and can you tell us a little bit about that? Yeah, I know you're tuning there, and I don't...
I can, yeah. Actually, interestingly enough, it is a 2015 Telecaster.
Oh!
Yep. And the amp is a 2020, probably like a 2010 Fender Blues Junior, which is also like a what do you call it, reissue, basically. It's just it's a copy of an amp that was popular.
Yeah.
This amp was around, the style of amp, right?
Right.
And the Telecaster,
Yeah, I did comment when Aurora came in, I really liked that tweed kind of vintage look on the amp and her guitar case, and they kind of all match, and it's cool.
Tweed on tweed.
Tweed, oh, I like it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I'll bet that some people are thinking... are really inspired by your music and by if they've maybe been following you and seen the journey that you've taken and maybe thinking, gee, how can I do that? And parents often are really curious about how do I get my kids started? What should I, do you have any advice?
I think actual lessons are helpful to get. You got to get a basic understanding of an instrument. You got to get them started playing something, and at least a rudimentary knowledge of theory, right? If you're going to write, if you're not, even if you're just playing songs, I think having a rudimentary knowledge of theory is helpful to get started, you know? If you want an instrument to support your voice, I think lessons are valuable for young people, especially who are absorbent, you know, kids.
Right.
Picking up quick, so yeah. Participation that way, and I mean, past that, the kids got to have a drive for it. If they want to get into it, yeah, a little PA system or open mics are a great place to start. Learn a couple songs, learn three songs, go to an open mic. You know, a lot of it's about inspiration and keeping going with it. If you like doing it, going to an open mic, playing a couple songs can be a good way to inspire yourself and build confidence on the stage if you're looking to play out in front of people.
Oh, I like all of that.
That's the best advice I could give. That's how I got started.
You just have to do it, you know, I guess. And you're probably saying, no, I'm not good enough, or I don't this and I don't that or something. Just get out there and do it. And so what's the worst that can happen? You go, oh, I think I better practice it some more before I do that again.
And as far as the mechanics of playing and singing, you just start with the guitar part, get the guitar part down, and then play it really slowly and just try to really slowly sing over it. It still takes me weeks to learn songs sometimes. If I'm having rhythmic difficulty, I've been working on this Nirvana song forever just to try and get the rhythm. You know, it's still not easy for me necessarily to pick up and play any single song. So I'm just saying, learn the guitar, work the guitar out really hard or whatever your instrument is, and then slow it down and figure out where the words are landing so you can sing over it if that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, that is really good advice. But what I like the most is slow. And I'm here to tell you, because I used to teach music, once you make a mistake, especially on the guitar or whatever instrument, once you make a mistake, it's in your brain. You don't want it there. And so it takes just a couple seconds to get it in your brain, and it takes forever to get it out. Because it's there, and you know. So going really, really slowly, not to make a mistake, often it speeds up the process.
Yeah. It's going to feel like you're not moving at all, but...
Oh, you know, and that's a real good point.
Sit in the same spot long enough to be comfortable in that spot. And that's me telling you to do something that I don't always do, because I have a tendency to cram things through and just, you know, I did a lot of practicing on stage, which isn't necessarily, I wouldn't recommend that part. But I would recommend practicing in private a little more than I did, you know?
Yeah. So you saw that note, I suppose.
Yep, okay. I suppose probably about time for two more if we squeeze it in there. Right?
Yeah, I suppose. We only have... What, 10 minutes left?
10 minutes, whoa. Yeah. Well, you know, my songs are only about 2 minutes long, so we got time.
Okay. Here comes one of the two. Yeah. What's the name of it?
This one's called Sinister. I don't write very many lighthearted songs anymore. I'm not even going to apologize.
That's okay.
They're pretty serious.
They are what they are.
I don't think the bells will be
All right. Very, very nice. And that one was called again
Sinister.
And all written by our guest, Aurora Bayer. And we're just loving this. You're listening to 99.5 FM, KTWH.org. Right now we're looking at, it looks like we have 5 minutes. So we're going to ask Aurora, this might be her last song, maybe, or we might be able to, listen to part of one. Usually there's some nice fade outs on the radio station, and that works also. So,
Well, make sure you cut me off in the middle of an idea. That's how I like to go.
In the middle of an idea. It just happens sometimes, though. We can't help it.
No, this is perfect. Most of my songs are 2 minutes long, so it is back to back them.
All right, that's about how much my attention span is. So.
You know, interestingly enough, the average song length has dropped. Do you know that in modern pop music and like charting music is much shorter than it was a couple years ago.
Interesting, and that's so probably
about a minute shorter per song, as far as I know. I mean, I could check that
and
out.
And that could very well be because people's attention spans are less. And, that, you know, I truly believe that after having been a teacher, you know how the TV goes from one thing to the next. Yeah. You can't even follow it, and kids are used to that.
Well, try being a TikTok junkie. My brain's just about shot from watching TikTok. Wow. Don't do it like I do it. It's not good. It's not good to do social media like I do or watch videos like I do. But a lot of us do it.
It's whatever. So here's another song, and it's going to be called...
This is the title track, Out of My Mind. We're going to...
That. Great.
Yep. Psychosis is no joke. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm out of my mind. Yeah, I'm all right. It's just a temporary thing, and I'm feeling fine. I won't lie. Been getting high. Now I'm bleeding up my nose, and my eyes are on fire. Well, I've been crying out in silence, looking fine, wasting time. Sometimes while I'm high, flying like a broken record, I want to die. Put your arms around me gently while I cry. I'm out of my mind, yeah, I'm alright. It's just a temporary thing, and I'm feeling fine. I won't lie, been getting high. Now I'm bleeding up my nose, and my eyes are on fire. I'm a statistic, realistically, I'm fine. It's not the first time that I've been here, I'm genetically inclined. It's a trip, I've lost my grip upon the time. Textbook madness underlined. I'm out of my mind, yeah, I'm alright. It's just a temporary thing, and I'm feeling fine. I won't lie, been getting high. Now I'm bleeding up my nose, and my eyes are out of my mind. Yeah, I'm alright. It's just a temporary thing, and I'm feeling fine. I won't lie, been getting high. Now I'm bleeding up my nose, I'm out of my mind.
Yeah, all right. Out of your mind, out of my mind. Rock and roll a title.
But not like that fastball song, which is actually called Out of My Head. Was I out of my mind?
Oh, yeah.
So.
All right. So, you know what we're going to do now? We're gonna have to kind of say goodbye. And thank you, Aurora, so much for being up here and... Wow, you know, you're a long way from home, and you're going to take us out with
a little bit more.
Sure. And so I know that we aren't going to get to hear the whole song.
That's perfect. It's not a whole song yet.
It's not a whole song yet, all right? So thanks, Aurora Bayer. We love it.
Hey, now you listen to me. I'm picking up the tambourine. Got a little song and you to sing along with me. Bring the guillotine. Back the industry, skin the lawyer, steal the keys. Make him take a break, put the whip up on the faces, please. This is what we need. This is the running joke.
regulate.